Around the Parish, a catch-up with parish news for February. The Parish Pastoral Council met for its February meeting, with the main topic being the organisation of the visit of Father Ray Sanchez to the parish for the Grief and Loss Seminar, which will take place on the 22nd and 23rd of March. The programme for the Jubilee year was also discussed, and reports were received from a number of parish ministries. The council also received a report of the parish's digital outreach and looked at the web page and its updates, including the establishment of Hope Radio. The Parish Finance Council has approved the parish budget at its February meeting. Included in the budget is provision for television ads for Lent and Easter as part of the parish's outreach to the community. Members of the council will also be given a tour of St Mary's Primary School to look at proposed internal renovations to the disused section of the convent. This week, the annual meeting of the educational leaders of the diocese will take place in Coffs Harbour. Father Wilbur will join the meeting along with priests and principals of schools throughout the diocese. The theme this year is Living a Mission of Hope, and the speakers include Brother David Hall and Sarah Cordwell from our own parish, who will speak about integrating Aboriginal spirituality into Catholic education. Last Friday, Bishop Homing visited our parish for the opening prayer for St Mary's Primary School. During the week also, our parish staff met with the Safeguarding Office in Lismore to review our safeguarding procedures. The parish is required to observe the safeguarding standards established by the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. And so that's our news, up to date, for Around the Parish.